I think there's a guy in Muhammad. Yep, the speaker is right there.
Sorry.
Let's see, can everybody hear us on the speaker? If you're not in.
Yeah, we can.
Yes, we can hear you.
Hear us pretty well because we just have one mic in the middle of the room. So, awesome.
Okay, good morning, everyone. Happy New Year. We're going to call this meeting to order. It's 9:02. Can I get a roll call?
Michaels?
Here.
Ammons?
Here.
Papa?
Here.
Rob?
Here.
Rob?
Here.
Present.
Awesome.
Need approval of agenda.
So moved, Michaels.
Can I get a second?
Second, Passalacqua.
Okay, it's been moved and second. It's open for discussion.
And everything has to be by roll call again.
Seeing all in, can I get a roll call?
Michaels?
Yes.
Ammons?
Yes.
Papa?
Yes.
Rob?
Yes.
Rob?
Yes.
Torres?
Yes. Need approval of the minutes for November the 6th, 2020.
So moved, I was there.
I was not.
Jim, you got a second.
He's not on the committee. Well, not quite. Can the chair second it?
Yes, I'll second it.
Okay.
Thank you.
Since you were the other one here.
Yeah.
Be brief because I wasn't there.
Any discussion? Can I get a roll call?
Michaels?
Yes.
Ammons?
Yes.
Alakwa?
Yes.
Rob?
Yes.
Rob?
Yes.
Torres?
Yes. Okay. We any public participation? Please.
We have one person who's not on the committee who's on the call, Steve Summers, but he's on the county board. But there's nobody else that I see that's not on the committee on the call.
Seeing no public participation, is there any communication for the committee? Seeing we're going to the county engineer's report.
We need to have the approval of the claims, Madam Chair. What? The approval of the motor fuel tax claims. Usually do that.
Sorry.
All right.
Okay. Need approval for the township motor fuel claim for November and December 2020.
I really don't want to move everything, but I will move this, Michaels.
We need a second.
Second, Straub.
Thank you.
It's open for discussion. Seeing none, we're going to the county engineer's report.
We need a roll call.
Yes.
Ammons?
Yes.
Unlockwell?
Yes.
Rob?
Yes.
I believe you said yes. You confirm again, Rob?
Yes.
Thank you.
John?
Yes.
Or?
Yes. Now, the county engineer's report.
The first item on the agenda is the Wilbur Heights Department of Commerce and Economic Opportunity Grant. And this is something that Darlene is on the call to talk about. So Darlene, do you want to go over your memo to the board?
Sure, I can do that. So I don't think you can see me because I can't get my video to work, but you can hear me?
Yes.
Okay. So this is just a long-term project. Some members of this committee may have had things brought before them before. The Wilbur Heights community is at the junction of several different jurisdictions, and so it's been very difficult for them to get anything done. They keep going back to public meetings or talking with officials and not making a whole lot of progress. So Mike Marin and I partnered. I brought in Jeff and John Hall from our planning and zoning department, who've been involved with these inquiries in the past. Talked with the city of Champaign, the other jurisdictions, the drainage districts, etc. We talked to some of the businesses in the, and there's some industries out there that we spoke with. The residents had a meeting with both of us at the fire protection district, and we figured out the main priority is actually Wilbur Avenue, the road itself. It needs to be reconstructed, and then also the drainage from the neighborhood has been affected by some other things out there. So those were the two biggest issues, and so we tried to address those. And what you see before you is the summary of that, and then also the commitments from the different partners to make that happen. So that will hopefully improve the neighborhood, and they can get some resolution to some of these issues that have been longstanding. I do want to say thank you to Mike Marin, who gave $250,000 of his member initiative money for this, because I think that was the catalyst that made some of this work.
Absolutely. And we have a conference call between Darlene and I, Illinois Department of Transportation, and the Township Highway Commissioner on Monday to talk about Summer Township taking over jurisdiction of Wilbur Avenue and receiving money from IDOT in order to upgrade the roadway. So this $250,000 DCEO grant is mostly going to be used to improve the drainage, because we got to improve the drainage before we improve the road. There's a large culvert that goes underneath the entirety of the railroad tracks there in that area, which hasn't done its job for many, many years. And so we're going to use this Mike Marin initiative money to try to get the drainage positively flowing out of the neighborhood, and then come back after we get that done and hopefully rebuild. Well, if you've been on Wilbur Avenue, don't take a two-wheel drive because you won't get through. I went on it last weekend. Holy Toledo, is it bad.
Is that drainage outflow from the mall or outflow from Clifford Jacobs? What is it? It's just surface from that whole city? Okay. Or from that whole neighborhood?
Yeah.
So it's not dumping on from somewhere else?
No, it isn't.
And that neighborhood is mostly impermeable.
Yeah, I'd say so.
Yeah.
So there is the memorandum from Darlene, and then we also have the resolution granting authority for her to sign the grant once the grant has been awarded to the county. The money is going to be deposited in the highway fund. We are doing a budget amendment to receive the money into the highway fund, and the highway department will be doing the design and construction oversight for the project when we finally get it rolling. Darlene, do we know when this money is actually becomes available for this? Is it pretty soon?
For the DCEO grant should be available before the end of June, because the state fiscal year would end in June. So I'm assuming it would be this year. The IDOT money would be after that, I'm sure. They've got it committed in their budget.
IDOT is trying to commit it in their 2022 FY budget. So that would be after July 1st of 2021. And there's no way we as a highway department are going to get everything put together to do a road project on our Wilbur Avenue this summer. It would be our best effort to get the drainage problem taken care of, if we can even get that far. I don't want to put a whole bunch of money into engineering and so forth until we actually see a grant come through either, because we have a lot of other projects ongoing that we need to use our people and our resources for. So once the grant comes through, we could go to work trying to do some survey work and engineering to see what we can do with that drainage. So that's where we're at. So I think we need an approval of the resolution to be forwarded to the county board to accept this grant for $250,000.
And then just so you know, there's also a proposal, a budget amendment that's going before the finance committee for the full board meeting as well.
See, Mr. Simmons has a question.
Steve, you have a question?
Comment, really, rather. I read this and was incredibly buoyed by the news that this problem is going to be addressed. This has been ongoing for years and years and years. I know several community members that live in that area. I've seen how bad the flooding has been and the general horrible conditions that the folks that live there have had to deal with over these last, well, really forever. And the idea that we're going to be able to address it, if not this year, but by next year, is great news for the community and great news for particularly the people that live there. The fact that you'll get the drainage addressed first before you do any paving is an excellent idea anyway. That it's better to put the drainage ahead of the paving. Anyway, congratulations for everybody that was involved and engaged in doing this project and getting it going. I just can't believe it's actually going to happen. Thank you.
Thanks for your comments. Can I respond to that quickly? I don't know that we're going to drain the whole subdivision up there, Steve. I don't know how far that 250 is going to go as far as getting the water out of there. We're going to get the major water course cleared up so the water can get out. But I'm not going to sit here and say that we're going to solve all the drainage problems in Wilbur Heights. And there's not going to be any water sitting around, because that's probably more of $1 million undertaking than a $250,000 undertaking. So I just want to be clear about the scope of what this grant is going to cover. It's mostly going to cover getting the water away from the Wilbur Avenue area, not necessarily up on Paul Drive and some of those other areas that have water as well problems with them. Because the Burns Clancy estimate from like 5 years ago to do all of that was, doing ditches or tile work or storm sewer throughout that entire neighborhood was much, much, much higher than $250,000. So I see you have your hand up again, Steve. Is that still?
Just if we can get a half a loaf, I'll take a half a loaf, Jeff. The idea of fixing the roadway is going to be a great help to the folks that are living there. Hopefully this will just be a first step, but it's an important first step and a really, really great one for folks in the community.
Great. Thank you.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I concur with Steve. I think he and I were both on this committee since who knows when or what, but we've been talking about it for a long time. My only question is that uniquely, Wilbur Heights is in my district. I'm also on the highway committee, and this is the first I've heard of it. So it would be really nice if we could maybe just keep me in the loop a little bit. Mm-hmm. I know who the road commissioner is. That's also a board member's spouse. So mm-hmm. Hopefully we'll get a little more information. But this is long overdue on many facets. And I just want to appreciate everybody. But please keep us, just send a quick little email or whatever happens from your meeting.
Yes.
So we know what's going on, because we do get emails once in a while from that.
Yep. Well, we literally just sent the grant application in last week. So this is very fresh. This isn't anything that's been brewing for a while that we haven't been able to inform you about. But as we move forward, we'll bring information to the Highway Committee and to whoever personally wants that information as well.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
That drainage branch
that was improved
through Bristol Place, is that tied in with this at all, or does it go the other direction?
I have no idea.
Okay, I haven't looked at a map.
I don't know.
Because they did nice improvements to that.
Bristol is south of...
Right, but I didn't know if that was on the same feed or the same lines as...
I doubt it. Or I don't know.
They don't share any water.
It's been this. It's been a big conflict between the city and the state and us, and everybody wants to claim that it's somebody else's responsibility. I mean, it has just been a big bugaboo since day one.
Yeah,
and it's gotten worse. So this is great.
Why Wilbur Avenue was ever owned or had jurisdiction through IDOT?
Right.
Nobody knows. The city owns like right past the Salvation Army. They own that little piece, and then the rest of it is a state route. So obviously the state has put no money into it for many, many, many years. But in order for...
I bet there's a lot of trips per day, too, because sports got a lot of
trips. Yeah.
The factory's got a lot of trips.
Yeah.
And I went on in a Jeep, and you can't hardly do it in a Jeep.
And there's a fire department in there, for gosh sakes.
Right. Yeah.
That's public safety, to say the least.
Okay. Wonderful.
And I didn't know they've been talking about Wilbur Knight for over 20 years.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. It's quite a mixed bag of... Mm-hmm. Things back there. I think there's probably more businesses than there are homes anymore on all of the roads.
Isn't it like commercial property? It's not really zoned. Residential. It's not zoned really residential, is it?
It's not in the city, so.
Yeah, but I mean the county has zoning too, so.
Yeah, it's industrial, Diane. It's industrial. It's light industrial.
Yeah, that's what I thought. So that makes it even more difficult for the residents. And certainly not wanting to raise their taxes in order to make those improvements, because it is mostly used by light industrial.
Well, the residents aren't going to want that to be rezoned.
No, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah, because there's a lot of things they'd have to clean up if it became residential.
Right. I agree.
Okay, let's get a motion and a second.
I'll make that motion to accept this.
Second, Straub.
Okay, any more discussion? Seeing none, can we get a roll call?
Michaels?
Yes.
Ammons?
Yes.
Lockwood?
Yes.
Rob?
Yes.
Court?
Yes.
All right. Move on to item number 9, which is a petition requesting and resolution approving appropriation of funds from the County Bridge Fund for Harwood Township, section 19-11-083-00-BR. We have a petition from Harwood Township, Aaron Toller, Commissioner, for funding to replace a culvert just north of Gifford in Harwood Township. Estimated cost is $11,800 for the total project. Those who have not been on the committee before, these petitions come in from the highway commissioners, and it is a 50-50 split on the total cost to replace these culverts on these township roads. So typically how that 50-50 is done in Champaign County is the county buys the culvert and has it delivered to the township, and the township pays for the labor and construction to put it in, and we call that 50-50 so that we don't have to worry about the exact pennies matching each other. So it's an $11,800 project. You'll see it there. It's just north of Gifford on your location map, a 6x3x30-foot concrete box culvert. And I would ask for your approval of that petition and resolution.
So moved, Michaels.
Second, Pastor Lockwood.
It's been moved and second, and it's open for discussion. Seeing get a roll call.
Michaels?
Yes.
Ammons?
Yes.
Lockwood?
Yes.
Rob?
Yes.
Strong?
Yes.
Court?
Yes.
All right, thank you. Moving on to a petition requesting and resolution approving appropriation of funds from the County Bridge Fund for Crittenden Township, 20-08105-00BR. Jerry Christian, Crittenden Township Highway Commissioner, has put in a petition for an estimated $27,500 project in Crittenden Township. You can see there it's on 200 North, down on the south side of Champaign County, a couple miles north of the county line there. It's a existing 6x3 box culvert, not sufficient to carry the water, and it's having other structural issues. The proposed culvert is a 10x3x36 foot culvert, and I would ask for your approval of that petition and resolution for Crittenden Township.
A motion and a second.
Yeah, I'd make the motion.
Motion by Brad. Do we have a second?
Second, Straub.
Thank you.
It's open for discussion. Seeing none, can we get a roll call?
Michaels?
Yes.
Ammons?
Yes.
Zalaco?
Yes.
Rob?
Yes.
Rob?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay, item number 11 is a resolution for contract award authority on our County Highway 13 Bridge Project 19-00077-00BR. Plans have just been approved by IDOT for the replacement of this bridge north of Broadlands. You'll see there on your structure map, it's about 3.5 miles north of Broadlands on County Highway 13. We are going to have a bid letting for this project hopefully this month yet. I talked to some local contractors about the necessity to whether, you know, it was time sensitive to get those bids award for a project such as this at this time of the year. I've been told that County Materials usually closes down during the months of December, January, February, and when they open up and start making product again at County Materials, it's first come, first serve. So whoever was in line to get their beams and their boxes, yeah, those are the people that get them done first. So the earlier we can get a contractor awarded and he or she can order the box beams for this project, the earlier they can actually do the project. So I'm asking for contract award authority be given to me as long as the project comes in within 10% of our engineering estimate. I always bring the bid tabs back to the highway committee post award and let everybody know what it came in at. And if it comes in at over 10%, then we hold it for the next highway committee meeting to go ahead and award it. So I would ask for your approval of this resolution so that we can move that project forward as soon as possible.
I would make a motion. Passalacqua.
Second, Rapp.
Moved and second. Now it's open for discussion.
I just have a quick question, yes, Jeff. On all of these bridges and stuff, normally they get done pretty quickly. We're not looking at closing any of the roads for any specific time on any of these foreseeably, are we? I mean, more than a couple days.
Oh, yeah, this project.
This one will be a big one. That's,
yeah,
it's
a full-blown replacement. Okay. So we're talking about 3 months of road closure.
Okay, that's good. Thanks.
Yep.
Is there any other discussion? Seeing none, can we get a roll call?
Michael?
Yes.
Ammons?
Yes.
Zalaco?
Yes.
Rob?
Yes.
Rob?
Yes.
Yes.
All right. Thank you very much. The last item that I have on the agenda, because we have multiple new members on the Highway Committee, I just wanted to take a few minutes, not very long, to just kind of explain how the funding at the Highway Department comes in and how it's spent. And because we do have multiple funds that we use at the highway department to do different things. And it's in your packet there on page 16 is kind of the beginning of the information that was provided. These are all the funds that the highway department uses. The county highway fund there on page 16 is basically our operating fund. See there on page 17 is the actual line items of the different things that the revenues and the expenditures from the highway fund. You see we get about $2.8 million in property taxes, and then we bring in another $600,000 or so through other means of swapping money through the MFT fund or charging engineering fees to townships and municipalities. We also do work at the highway department. We're also the, we have the motor pool, I guess, for lack of a better term, that we work on for the county. And those departments that we do work on, we do bill them for our time and our materials, and then they pay us back for that work, but they're getting a much better deal than they would be getting if they went down to anybody's garage, and we get it done quick. And I think everybody's very satisfied with the service that the highway department provides. But the majority of our of the money that is spent out of the highway fund, two-thirds of it roughly goes to personnel, which is for our, you know, our 20 plus people that work at the highway department, our engineers and administrative staff and our maintenance people. The only salary that doesn't come out of the highway fund is my salary as county engineer, because that comes out of the motor fuel tax. So our major expenditures there, you know, are buying our fuel. We got about $140,000 there for gasoline and oil every year. Gasoline is kind of a misnomer. A lot of that is diesel fuel. That's what the line item is named. And we don't typically build projects out of the highway fund. Typically, it's our maintenance and our general everyday expenses, and then our equipment. We do purchase our equipment out of our capital fund. You'll see there on page 18, the heavy equipment of about $340,000 is budgeted for 2021, and that's our big trucks and our motor graders and all the bigger equipment that we need to do our day-to-day work. And then we have budgeted $30,000 for replacement of a pickup truck or an automobile. So we also, a few years back, we had a 10-year bond to pay off this building. When that bond was paid off, we decided to take that $100,000 that we were putting into paying off the bond for the building into a sinking fund, if you will, from the highway fund, in order to do whatever big projects we might need to do, a roof replacement or HVAC replacement or something of that nature. So we do fund a fund called our building capital fund directly from the highway fund. This year we're putting, we ratcheted up about 3 or 4% every year. This year we're putting $108,000 into that building capital fund set aside. We also received $600,000 from the hail damage on this roof. This year, Dana, through our building maintenance folks, had the insurance people out here, and it was about a $600,000 loss on an insurance claim for our roof. So we'll be doing that this summer. That's why there's a heavy balance in that fund right now. A lot of it is due to the fact that we got a whole bunch of money sitting there waiting to be spent to replace a roof that was damaged over the summer due to the hailstorm. Page 22, if you move past the highway fund and the capital building fund, is our bridge fund. That's the money we just passed a couple of resolutions in order to help out the townships. Actually, the county bridge fund, the statute says that the money shall be used first to help out townships and small municipalities, and then whatever is left, the county can use to build bridges and do the work that we need to do on our bridges. So we don't typically get enough requests from townships to spend the whole thing on township projects, because which is good, because we need the money for our own bridges. Our bridges are typically much more expensive than a township bridge, because they're wider and they're longer and they have to have a bigger opening and so forth. So that money in the bridge fund comes directly from property taxes. We get some money in state reimbursement back and forth from the state for doing projects, but most of that money is there for property taxes, and that money is spent, like I said, on township projects first, and then if the budget allows, we do some bridge projects. The bridge project, you just passed a resolution for award authority on County Road 13 north of Broadlands, will be funded out of the county bridge funds as well. That resolution was passed a few years ago to approve that project. So we do personnel stuff out of the highway fund. We buy equipment out of the highway fund. We fix and replace our bridges, typically from our county bridge fund. And then we have our county motor fuel tax fund, which is the money that comes in from the state of Illinois. Every time you go to the pump and put gas in your vehicle, that money goes, the tax goes to the state of Illinois, and then it's distributed via a formula back to the localities, the municipalities, the townships, the counties. As you know, the MFT gas tax was doubled in 2019, which would have, if everybody would have kept driving the way they were driving back in 2019, would have increased the county's revenue by about 68% in total. We actually didn't see a increase of 68% because of COVID, and the lack of vehicles on the roads, and the lack of vehicles on the roads means a lack of vehicles purchasing fuel. But we are still up in our motor fuel tax revenue from where we've been in the past. And we use the motor fuel tax money on all of our maintenance. We spend about $1 million a year on maintenance on our roads, whether it's shoulders or seal coats or crack sealing or whatever we're doing out on the roadways. And then the rest of the money goes towards construction of our roads, matching some of the federal money that we get to do our projects. And a lot of times we just use straight motor fuel tax to do road projects as well. So that money is typically spent for engineering services, maintenance, and construction on our county highways. And then we have on page 27, we do have a highway federal aid matching fund, which is does exactly what it says it does. It matches federal funds. We only bring in about $110,000, $12,000 a year, according to the 2021 budget, into this fund. But that's money set aside to match federal money. So if we get a federal grant to build a road, to build a bridge, we use this money in order to match that if this money is available. Otherwise, we use motor fuel tax money in order to match our federal grants. You'll see there in road improvements in 2021, we've got zeros there because we don't plan on spending any of this money this year. We keep having this $350,000 that went from 2020. It's going to end up in 2021. We have a project that we built 2 years ago with federal money. And with federal money, we build the project. We send the estimates to IDOT. IDOT pays the contractor. IDOT bills us for our portion of the project. Road's been built for 2 years. We've never received an invoice from IDOT for our portion of the project. It's anticipated that some point we'll get a bill. No, and it'll be around $350,000.
With points.
Yeah. They don't charge us interest. So that's what that money is set aside for. And then a new fund, which actually just started last year there on page 28, is our County Highway IDOT Rebuild Grant. So as you know, there was a rebuild program that the governor did where there was bonds that were to be sold. So far, the county has received $1,924,900 in bond proceeds from the state. If they continue to do as they had said they were going to do, there should be 3 separate years of those bond proceeds, which would come in at a very similar number as to what we got last year. I'm not going to bank on that. Right. I'll bank on my MFT money and I'll bank on my highway money, but I'm not going to bank on IDOT rebuild grants. So
if you get that, where can it not be used? I mean, can you build a bridge or can you build a road?
It has to be
box culverts.
I don't know if you can hear me, Jeff, but you've lost audio.
Sorry, can you hear me now?
Yes.
Okay, I don't know how we got on mute. I must have hit it. Were we gone for very long?
Maybe
half a minute. Not bad.
Okay. I think I laid my agenda on my computer and somehow it muted it. That's what happened. I'm sorry about that.
Do have a quick question if you have a moment?
Yes, sir.
What is the age of the existing roof at our county highway facility?
Original.
It's 12 years. I believe we've been here 12 or 13 years, Steve.
So would the life of that be approximately 20, or I'm just trying to figure out what kind of a deal we're getting out of having the insurance pay for the new roof, which is a good one.
Paint's warranted for 50 years.
Our roofing expert on the committee here says 40 to 50 years is a typical life of the roof that we have.
The paint coating on a metal roof like this is guaranteed for 50 years. I'm sure that the hail damage that we've got the claim for was for dents.
Yes.
And honestly, that's an aesthetic. Now, I do not think that the county should settle for a roof that's had damage, but if this was a homeowner, they would probably elect to keep the money. But it was significantly, there was a significant amount of life left in this roof, for sure.
Yeah. Thank you. Good information to have. Do want to comment as well, the larger issue or actually good decision by Highway was to continue to maintain the revenue stream after the building was paid for. If other county entities had the ability to continue that stream for revenue, our facilities issues would be much smaller than they are right now. So Highway is in extraordinarily good shape, and it's of great benefit to the county.
Thank you.
Yes. 1 out of 22 is not bad, right?
Yeah, 5% will take it, 4%. Does anybody on the Zoom call or in the room have any questions that I can answer about the budget? I know I went over that really quickly, but I just wanted the four new members to kind of understand where our money comes from and how it flows, and when you pass resolutions, where it's coming from and so forth. So, and if you have any other questions about that, please feel free to email me or call me or stop by the office, and we can go over it in more thoroughly if we need to. So
I just wanted to say that your explanations in the packet and your explanation during this meeting were very, very helpful. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
Agreed. No question, but just wanted to say how much I appreciate having this all sort of laid out nice and clearly like this. Super helpful going forward.
Thank you.
I also wanted to say thank you for taking the time to do that. I was a little bit worried as well, being on a committee and not having a prior meeting to get the explanation. So I'll probably email with a few questions. So thank you for taking the time to do that.
Motor fuel tax. At one point, motor fuel tax was something that we saw eventually kind of getting a little tight, if you will.
Yes.
As far as funds, with people not on the road as much, how is that looking going forward? Or it could be that it doesn't actually cause more repairs too. So I don't know. That was a concern, that motor fuel tax balance. That's why it is the way it is.
It was a concern because of the advent of electric cars, right, hybrid cars, not as much fuel, actually much more fuel efficient vehicles. Mm-hmm. The motor fuel tax was going down,
right,
and then we got the new 19 cents, which that's why it only brought us up 68%. It didn't double us, like you would think it would. If you doubled the tax, we should get double the money. So overall, we're still about 20 to 25% over what we used to get before they did an increase in the motor fuel tax. It's not going to keep going like this, we had over years. It's going to flatline maybe dip a little bit. But I think once the whole COVID thing is over, people will start traveling much more.
I just wonder about our projects, because I'm sure we have a couple of big projects. You've got that great program that measures the usage of all of our roads. And I just know that that's where some of this money comes from. And it could be that maybe we come up short compared to what we would have had for something down the road here.
So we've been very successful, as you know, of getting a lot of federal grants. Mm-hmm. The Sydney Road project, for example, that's about a $4.5 million job. And we may only end up spending about $300,000 or $400,000 of county MFP money on that project because we got a TARP grant, we got an HSIP grant, we got a federal grant on top of that. So we're able to sustain what we're doing by going out and getting other sources of money. And we got this capital money right now that if it continues to come, as they say, it's going to be, that's going to be about a $6 million influx over the next 5 years.
I just also, you know, I guess maybe I'm being a bit of a numbers person that I look at what we need to do down the road. And just because we have it in our pocket today and it looks really luscious, right, that doesn't mean that we don't have projects that are going to take that up and could possibly bring us pretty tight down the way. And I just want to be cautious of that, absolutely, that this department stays the way it is, because this is how the rural unincorporated, you know, this is a lot of money in and out, but yet it takes that kind of money to help the townships and different things do their projects. And so just seeing a big dollar amount doesn't mean that it's just sitting there and we've got big bucks, because we don't.
No.
And that I just want to get rid of that misnomer.
No, our needs substantially outweigh our revenues. There's no doubt about that.
Well, and with county road construction, even with fewer trips, we're a slave to freeze thaw.
Right.
We're talking about building roads on best prime soil. That's why they don't last.
Yeah.
So I can't see that the wear and tear would be that much less.
It's not, because the majority of the wear and tear comes from that, and it comes from large vehicles.
Right.
And we didn't quit farming during COVID.
That's right.
And that's where the large vehicles come from, going to the grain elevators, going from the fields, what have you.
Yeah, to your point, there might be some slack that needs to be drawn up in a year or two.
Yeah. But like you said, our pavement management system tracks all that. We track our revenue versus what our needs are and make sure that we're spending the money on the appropriate project, the right road, the right time, all that stuff. So I feel pretty good about where we're at financially going forward right now. Talk to me in a couple of years and my opinion may change a little bit, but I hope not. Any other questions?
One quick comment. With the increase in motor fuel tax, regardless of COVID's effect on it, if we did not have that increase, we would certainly be in a much worse position. As far as Mr. Pasilasqua's comment about the, you know, freeze and thaw, obviously in Illinois we do have that issue, but if we can keep and maintain a decent fund balance, we can engineer our road projects to have much greater longevity. It's just going to cost more money. I think in the long run we'll save money, but if we don't have a robust revenue stream to fund projects that are constructed so they will last, we're going to end up continuing to repetitively patch over and over. All the more reason for, you know, I appreciate Diane's comment with regard to the idea that some folks may look at the revenue that Highway has and say, oh, well, you know, they've got plenty of money. No, you need to delve deeper into it. And in order to maintain the roadways the way we want them to be, we've got to have adequate revenue to do so. And it's going to, the amount that we have in on hand is going to fluctuate over time. But without adequate funding, we cannot maintain roads for our rural communities.
And we'll, at some point, especially for the newer members, we'll go over that. When I get the new pavement management report, we'll go through that and kind of show you what we're talking about. But there's basically a curve that we continue to develop in that pavement management system that shows the longevity of roads and how we do our maintenance. And that curve keeps stretching because we're doing a better job of building our roads and maintaining them over the last 10 years. So we keep moving that point out a little bit farther every time we do the right thing. We're getting to the point where it was about 14 years to the end of life of a pavement, and we're getting 17 to 20 years currently. So we've stretched that curve out quite a bit. And if we can stay on about a 20-year rotation with 200 miles of roads, it means we got to do 10 miles a year. That's tight for us, but right now That's where we're at.
I agree with you completely, Steve, and I wasn't saying we didn't need the money. My point was that roads in Illinois wear out even if you don't drive on. So we need the money regardless of trips.
Absolutely.
So how much is a million miles of road cost?
A million miles?
Sorry. I'm thinking the price rather than...
I don't know how to answer the question.
So how much is a mile of road cost to repair or replace? Generally now.
Generally, to do it right, it's about $1 million a mile.
There you go.
Wow.
Yeah. You were right on. You just, you kind of reversed your path. Yeah, about $1 million a mile. To do it right, to do a Band-Aid, you can get away with $300,000 to $500,000 a mile, but that's literally a Band-Aid that won't last more than 8 years.
That or we put Steve Summers back to work, save money.
There you go.
Steve Summers is done working on that.
Good for you.
Okay, is there any more discussion? Okay, will we place it on file?
It's just, it was for discussion purposes only, so no need to have any motion or action.
Okay, and is there any other business to come before the committee? Seeing there's no chair's report, and the designated items would be 8 through 11 for the consent agenda.
7?
No, that those just have to be approved and placed on file. Those don't go to them.
Good.
There's no resolution per se. Yeah.
Just getting my brain back.
Yep.
So if there's no more discussion, I'll call this meeting adjourned. Thank you everybody for coming in.
Thank you. I hope this format worked well for everybody.
Yeah.
Appreciate everybody attending.
Yeah, it was great. Thank you.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you.
That meeting. Let me see if I can get this on. Walking out so everybody doesn't see me without it.